Just to finish what Hussein said, in when they finish learning Quran, so then the imam, like the leader here, they give them like a certificate that they finished the Quran, so they could exercise their job as an imam in different mosques. Yeah. So it's according to the each student have a level in singing, in learning, in anything. So it depends how talented is the person. So who may work in a big mosque, in a big city, and get well paid, or if he's less talented, he would work just in a small countryside. And when they get this degree, it's honor for themselves and for their families. Yeah. So there is a feast, like a celebration that's made by friends. And behind him, a lot of imams go and reading the Quran all the way to his house. Then they make a big feast. And in our religion, the good imam is the man with the wife and children, because he got one line, a straight line in his life.
Because keep him on the straight and narrow.
because every imam is responsible of people practicing behind him. He should be perfect and good example, because he's responsible.
Yeah.
And Islam as a religion is based on 5 pillars. The first one, to testify that there is no God, only one.
Only one.
And Muhammad is the prophet of the God. The second one is every Muslim should practice 5 prayers a day. Sunrise, sunset, noon, afternoon, and dinner time. The third one is every Muslim should fast during Ramadan. 1 month, sunrise, sunset. No drink, no food.
No fun and frolics.
Everything. All the desire. You lose all your desire. So the fourth one is every Muslim, rich Muslim, should give 10% of his money to the poor Muslims.
So usually at Christmas, at Eid, when we go to the mosque, you know, your dad will like say to you, right, okay, how much money have you made? 10%, give it to somebody poor, that's poor. You can give it to the mosque as well, or no?
You know, in England, they give it to the mosque.
And the mosque, you're not supposed to?
Mosque do some
they make an arrangement, and they pay. They find people that need money, so they can pay. So we, as a Muslim, you pay tax twice then in England? You pay to the government, then you pay 10%.
Yeah, here they give it to the poor. If you know someone poor, directly you could take it to give it to them, to him. And actually, as you said, sometimes when these poor people, when they know this is the day where people give them money, they just, there is a rich man in the village, they come and they knock his door and they give them. And the fifth one is every Muslim should go to Mecca once a life, but it's not obligatory if you don't have money. It's just for the people who...
Who've got the means to do it.
Is that called
the Hajj?
Hajj.
I think in the UK, on the giving one, also there's organisations like Islamic Aid and
that's
so
right.
on that get very much tied into the Eid.
Yeah.
The giving and
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, that's great.
You
thank
see
you.
The children, there are students here. You could see different
boys. For young boys.
How old are they? There is one, it's in 5 or 6
years
and
old.
The old one there, it's about in 11 or 12. Yeah, there is about 4. So normally it's open for everybody.
And lots of
you know,
the
it's
time, the boys
And even the girls. Sometimes the girls, they come here, but it's not from far away. But the girls just from the village. And they study and they back at home. So now it's like lunch time. So they're back at home and they need to relax. And maybe they will come back in the afternoon.
Brilliant.
So they come for the Quranic study together.
Yes. Even, for example, we leave them back of the man. So the man is always in the front. So near of the imam. And do like ladies, just like young section. Ladies. It's not like adult ladies or. So they be behind him. And always you find like one, like a carpet or something to not have a lock to separate them. So if they are like adult, of course, so and they like to come to learn some Quran, they need to cover it, you know, to cover their face. And
so a woman can become an imam?
Never.
No. She can be like, it's not an imam, she cannot practice the praying, but she can be
Morshid. It's like a religion guide.
She can give more like information about a teacher. So in the mosque, she can be in the mosque and she can teach the people, but it's not like, for example, she needs to cover always, but she cannot practice the praying. Praying is for a man.
No, it's not exactly the teacher. As a teacher.
It's more like more it's level a, than
like
teaching.
Guide or leader. Leader. Yes.
A leader.
Leader.
There's something that's interesting in Muslim in Islam is that the Prophet and the God, basically the message is, if you've not got enough money to send all your kids to school, then the priority should be that you send the girls to school, because the girls are going to have kids and then they need to teach people. Did you know about that?
Sorry?
In Islam, it says if you've not got enough money to send all your children to school, you must prioritize females over males.
Lots of flies.
We've never heard of
them. Oh, look it up in the Quran, you'll find it.
Is the Quran
true?
So basically, I think the Prophet says, or in the Quran, it says, if you've not got enough money to send all your
children. Oh, it's good, okay. So we left the hotel at just about 9 o'clock this morning, and we went for a long walk. We first stopped off at a bridge that had over 200 steps down, which we did not go down all of them. And we stopped at a quarter of the way down to look at the bridge and have a photo opportunity. We then continued back up the steps and onto the mountainside, where we walked at a considerable speed at some times, walked pretty quick, which was good. We stopped and had some lunch, which was all prepared for us, and a picnic with salad and rice and bread. We had two dogs follow us joining on our journey. We then decided to make the walk a bit more adventurous and change the terrain slightly, making it a bit steeper and narrower, which was a little bit more challenging but lots of fun, which we continued to walk on until we reached the roadside of the side of the mountain. We walked down the mountain with the guide, who was quite chatty and wanting to know about blindness, so we showed him as much as we could. We then got into the minibus and came back to the hotel.
There we are. All done.
Is that okay?
Yeah, all good.
That's an overview of what we've done.
It's lordship.
Sorry?
You're waiting. You've got 20 seconds. How was your day?
My day was rather gorgeous because I wasn't anywhere near you.
Woo!
I was with a real man and it was a total pleasure to hike it. We left everybody behind and it was totally brilliant. We had Moroccan music playing up at the front. Our guide that was leading us, went right through his whole repertoire on his phone with a little mini speaker, and it was brilliant.
In a way, I actually enjoyed it. But the hurricane was expected.